Ben Shelton has been forced to retire from the US Open to what looks like a left shoulder injury. He was playing in his third round, sets ended up being tied 2-2, but he actually kept playing for a little bit after what looks like the injury occurred, and he went over to his dad, who's also his coach, and said that was the worst pain he's ever experienced in his entire life. So let's hope for a speedy recovery for Ben. This is really sad. Like a lot of people, I saw him going far in this tournament. Earlier this week, we also had a Jack Draper retirement due to injury. Also hoping for a speedy recovery for Jack. Same sentiment there. Saw him going far in the tournament. Not great news. Now, I did not want to put those two in this category of upsets because if they were not injured, I do not think there would be an upset there. But Tsitsipas is out second round. After he lost, he tried to talk to his opponent at the net and say something about how an underarm serve was disrespectful, but his opponent just kind of walked away from him, which ended up having Tsitsipas booed off of the court, which was just a sad way to end things because, like, he wasn't playing especially awful. Like, I don't know why he chose to end that way. Now, this one was more surprising to me. Ochinov, who's currently ranked number 9 in the world, is out of the tournament. I saw him having a good run. He's been having a good summer, so this was surprising. Even more surprising, though, was Jasmine Paolini out third round. And lastly, Emma Raducanu losing to Rybakina. I saw a comment that I actually want to address because I agree with it. It said that we are holding, like we as a tennis collective are holding Emma Raducanu to this level that she's not at just because she won a US Open one time. Like the level she's playing at for her rankings is pretty good. So the fact that she lost to Rybakina shouldn't really come as a surprise. But I feel like sometimes people treat Raducanu like she's like a top 5 player, when in actuality, she's playing pretty well for her ranking.